Hi everyone, welcome to Us Around the World, the podcast in which I tell students from all over the globe how to make their dream of studying abroad come true. So in today's episode, we have a very special guest with us. She is a sophomore at Babson College. She is also an international student from Brazil, but she has a very important job being the director of marketing at Baraza, which is the Brazilian Student Association. And she is going to be talking to us about her challenges and her story, really, of coming to the U.S. and having such an important job. So here we have Alexia Finkelstein. Can you introduce yourself a little bit?
Hey there, Helena. I'm Alexia Finkelstein. I'm a sophomore at Babson College, where I study administration and entrepreneurship. And I currently work as marketing director for BRASA, the Brazilian Students Organization.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about BRASA as well?
So BRASA is a network of over 5,000 Brazilians that study abroad. Our goal is to empower and connect and inspire Brazilians that want to study abroad, and have studied abroad. And we have several programs from international conferences until mentorships and programs for preparation for people that want to study abroad.
So how did you really get involved with this organization, BRASA?
Well, it's kind of a crazy story, but basically I had a friend that worked for Global BRASA. She got in touch with Global BRASA while she was founding the local BRASA here at Babson. And she used to work with Corp Relations, and she invited me to join the organization. They had their selection process open at the end of my freshman year. I've applied and went through several interviews, some really difficult questions. I joined as a membership consultant, so I helped the local BRASA, just like the local BRASA at Babson, to make a better job and try to connect all the local BRASAs in Northeast. After that, I was transferred to marketing, where I worked mainly with summer jobs that I was trying to get to students. And after that, I was promoted. And currently, I'm director for marketing at BRASA, American BRASA.
Okay.
I worked about 30 hours a week trying to
create
new ways of communications. We're working on public relations right now. We have a really active Facebook page with over 30,000 likes. We have an Instagram, a LinkedIn we're trying to resurrect right now. And it's a lot of challenges in order to bring out of our cool products to Brazilian students.
Yeah, that's very cool and very impressive that you were like only a sophomore and you're already marketing director. Is it a paid job?
No, it's actually a volunteer work.
Okay. That's very cool. Yeah.
I'm very passionate for what I do. That definitely helps.
Oh, yeah, that's very nice. Do you think it really does change lives in a way?
I'm 100% sure it changed lives. So we have a pre-study abroad program. So we basically match people that are studying abroad with young Brazilian students that want to study abroad. And every year we get over 50 Brazilians at their dream colleges. People that wouldn't dream of coming abroad get into Harvard, Yale, Babson, scholarships, and are finally able to follow their dreams. So you actually see people's dreams coming true through our work. And it's a really, really rewarding job. While at conferences, we meet a lot of people and you see a lot of cool projects happening from those meetings. And even at the mentorships, you really see the difference that it makes.
Yeah, that's very nice. So we have a BRASA temple
At Tsim Pho University. So basically, there's a one global Peraza, and then they have chapters. Is that how it works?
That's exactly how it works. So we have chapters and partners, and every local Braza is founded as a chapter, and depending on how well they do, they become partners to work very
Okay, that's
closely
very
with
cool.
us.
And how, so a little bit more about yourself. How and why did you decide to come to study in the US?
My father, he has the in Florida, and he loved his experience abroad. Until nowadays, he has really, really close friends that he met during his time studying in the US. He even got
Okay.
great international jobs because of the connections he made. So he always really, really wanted me to study abroad. He always supported me. And I think that seeing how enriching it was for him always made me really excited about the opportunity to come abroad. And I don't know, ever since I was 10, it was just said that I would study abroad.
Okay, so you're, it was always a dream and of a kind of a plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit? So my situation's kind of weird. My family moved here. I didn't go through the whole process that usually students go. Is it So what are the steps to study abroad in a way from like a Brazilian point of view? So you have to do still, how does that work?
It's a really, really, really complicated process, especially for who's not American and is not really acquainted with it. So, first of all, you need to select the colleges you're interested in. That involves a bunch of research.
Right.
After you have your dream schools, you have your safety schools, and there's also this middle ground, so the schools that you might get accepted, but not 100% sure. After you have that list, you create your Common App, which is this beautifully complicated website that is supposed to be easy, but it's not.
Yeah, I went through that too.
So hard. And then you fill out all of this documentation you never knew that existed. It gives your parents a bunch of work, might give your bank a bunch of work. You do TOEFL, really, really expensive test to prove people that you speak English. You also
Okay.
do SATs. That was especially stressing for me because the method and the kind of questions it asks are really, really different from what I've learned back in Brazil. And after you have
Okay.
all these exams, standardized exams, you're ready to start on your personal,
Essays and stuff.
yes,
All
so
right.
personal statement. So you're ready to start with your personal
Yes.
statement, like really deep personal reflections, and then you have some specific essays for the colleges you're applying.
Okay, and why did you choose Babson?
Well, Babson is the top school for entrepreneurship for 27 years in a row in the United
Oh, I
States.
didn't know that.
And I was a really entrepreneurial kid, I think you can say that. So I had two startups while I was in high school. I
Oh,
was really,
wow.
really passionate about taking ideas out of the paper and scaling ventures. And
Taking the lemonade stand to a whole
oh
new
yeah,
level.
definitely. That was my thing. And I just figured Babson would be the best possible place for me to follow my dreams and become a more entrepreneurial person with all the resources.
That's cool. Very cool. Yeah, did you apply to many places? Because I know I applied to 17 colleges. So.
Okay, I think I also applied to 17 colleges. No, 11. I applied to 11. I just figured it wouldn't make sense to make my parents pay a lot of money for a college that is not really recognized.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, from the colleges I got in, Babson was my top choice. So I
Okay,
ended up here.
yeah, that's cool. Did you like it? Do you like it?
Honestly, not really.
Well, that took a turn.
Yeah, it's a bit.
Okay.
It's very cold in here. So I'm in
I
Massachusetts near
know.
Boston. Right now, it's
Yeah.
freezing cold. This week, it has snowed a lot. and people are also.
And it's March.
The culture is. Yes, it's March. Spring is here. Like, we have 2 weeks until spring, and it's still only net below freezing temperatures.
Yeah, Philly's kind of like that too. Not as much, but it's supposed to snow soon as well.
I cannot deal with United States weather. Honestly, I miss Brazil.
Yeah, me too.
And I also miss Brazilians. Brazilians truly are the best people on earth. And we really get each other. Right. We don't really create unnecessary drama. And I just had a lot of trouble dealing with other cultures, especially the American culture. It's way more different than you would figure.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So do you have any tips for students who want to come here, study in the U.S. abroad? I mean, it's hard to tell because we're from Brazil, so we have our own experiences. But I think some might be more generalizable.
I get what you mean. So I think that start ahead early. So don't leave it to October to start your common app. That's what I did. I do not recommend it. So definitely start with all your work at least a year before. I think that a year should be fine for you to get your standardized exams, your essays, your personal reflections going. And what else? Manage your expectations. So just like me and probably you, whoever wants to come abroad has watched a bunch of Hollywood movies and you're just here.
Right.
You go to amazing frat parties and meet the love of your life and have this super complicated and amazing romantic comedy. Your friends are going to be great and you're going to call them sisters and everything's going to be beautiful and fun. But then you get here and it's just a lot of work. You need to study like hell. People are not as friendly as
And it's a lot of money.
And the love of your life is definitely not in a frat party.
Yo, that's gross. yeah. All right. So do you think overall is worth it? Like, why would someone want to come to the U.S. in your viewpoint, leaving from Brazil?
Complicated question. Okay, so before I came to the United States, I was studying at University of São Paulo.
Okay.
It's the federal university, a national university? I don't know. Anyways.
Federal, a national. I don't know either. How do you translate
that? Yeah, me neither. But basically, it's for free.
But it's the best of the country.
Yeah, it's the best university of the country.
Right.
It's 100% free. Everyone knows it. Everyone wants to give you a job. And everything looks beautiful. And people are super friendly. I met the best people around there. But the curriculum was so bad, so I'm pretty sure that it hasn't changed at all on the last
You mean like classes?
So. Exactly. The classes were so bad. The professors were really unmotivated. They didn't have any class plan. They probably had the same slides for 10 years. And even the course, the way it was structured, the classes and the way the classes are supposed to be, was so old and...
Well, that's good
to
know.
I would say that they are not useful. They're really not useful.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean. It's just more like of a stale education in a way. I feel like in the U.S., you have so many options too. Major classes, you can add a minor, you can do mix and match.
That is so true. Yeah, here.
Right.
I could actually have like 4 different degrees in.
I know.
A couple of years, and in Brazil, we can only do one degree at a time, so that definitely was something that appealed to me.
Yeah, and you can't even pick your classes in Brazil. I mean, I guess a little
just
bit.
A little,
you have a
just
little
a
wiggle
little.
Room. But not, So for me, the thing that is more, like, worth it in a way is that an American degree can be recognized, especially ours, which is business-related. Mine's advertising. It can be recognized all over the world, I guess, in a way. While Brazil's degree, college degree, wouldn't really have that so ample recognition. I don't know if that's just in my head, but that's one thing that I really believe with an American education.
I agree with you. I really do. It does have its perks. Of studying here, it really does.
Right.
So now we have a special segment here in the podcast called Pros and Cons. Pros and Cons is going to be talking about the pros and cons of studying in the U.S.
Can you list, like, three pros and cons of studying in the U.S.? Do you have any in mind?
Pros. Your professors will know you by your name, probably. Right. They're really interested in your education, and they really want you to be on the classes and participate, and they overall really care about you, which could be a con, depending on how your personality looks like. Other pro, you get to meet people from all over the world. So that's amazing.
True.
Last year, true. I had a roommate from South Korea and another roommate. No. Yeah, South Korea and another roommate from Nigeria. Cool. And I'm from Latin America, so it was a really, really diverse room. So that's really exciting. Let me think about other pro. The courses are really applicable. So whatever you're learning in classroom.
Relevant?
Mm-hmm. Relevant, yeah, that's it. So whatever you're learning in class, you probably end up using at some point in your career, which is also really good. And cons.
And yes, cons.
Cons. It might be too heavy, but definitely rape culture. So there's this really sexist culture in here associated with frats and sororities.
Yeah.
Even at some point.
I was going to say, especially frats and sororities. Yes. Greek life.
Greek life, exactly. So even Brazil, that is a underdeveloped country, I didn't see it as much as I see here. You can literally watch people harassing each other and taking advantage of girls, especially. So that's definitely a con. You're really far from home. So that's really hard.
Oh.
And you really miss your family. And it's hard to create this new bond from scratch.
I know.
And another con. It's still hard to get a job in the U.S.
Right. Especially with the student visa.
Exactly. So you think you're coming here and you can get your summer job and then later be accepted in a great company in New York or Boston,
Whatever. Living in a penthouse in
New York. Oh, yes, definitely.
With your own business.
And at the end of the day, people will not even look at your resume because you're an international student. So I think that that's also a problem. Like, not racist, but xenophobia. I think that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that a lot. I think it's funny because the U.S. is supposed to be a country that accepts you in a way, that is a melting pot, I guess, economy and culture. Everyone's from everywhere. But that's not really true when you put it in practice, hard. It's hard for us, especially for international students, because, first of all, we pay more than out-of-state tuition.
Yes, thank you for saying that.
Which is insane.
That's a con. It's really expensive.
It's really expensive, especially for countries that have the currency less than dollars.
Yes.
So right now, Brazil, our currency, which is the real, is like four for $1 or something. So everything we spent is times four.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then you spent more.
Huge financial burden to our families.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Even if you have a good, stable money situation, it's gonna bounce.
That's for sure.
So, yeah, that's one thing about the U.S. that it makes me a little pissed off, that it's supposed to be really open, but then first you pay more, a lot more. It's not just a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more.
Yes.
People are, almost look double. At you weird at sometimes. Double. Yeah, at least double. Yeah. People look at you weird. Even because you're an immigrant, even though everyone is an immigrant here in the U.S., because no one is really American.
Thank you for saying that.
And then, right. And then the job situation is just non-existent, because for you to get a job with a student visa is just so hard for a paying job, especially.
I don't want to say impossible, but you should at least apply to 20 companies before someone thinks about calling you.
Of calling you, but.
And it's not just applying, like, sending out your resume. No, you need to, like, go to LinkedIn, find people that work there, get your name referred. Mm-hmm. And still, most of the companies are not even considering calling you.
Which makes no sense, because we probably have more experience in a way. Like, we have experienced the American, and for us, especially the Brazilian culture. So.
Exactly. We can bring on really, really different and interesting point of views. That they're really missing out.
Right. It's fine. It's fine. It is. They're missing. Yeah. Well, I think that's it for today. I think we covered all the points.
That is great. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for being my interviewed today. I'm so happy that you took the time.
Don't worry about it. It was my pleasure.
Okay.
All right, guys, this is it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I hope you liked it. I hope it helped you in some way. And as always, I am always here for any questions you guys might have. My information is on the About Me page of the blog. And you can contact me whenever. Thank you so much again, and I'll see you soon.